What gets measured gets managed. Just like your financials, you need to know what is giving you a decent ROI and what is simply wasting your time. Which is why, if you're using a scheduling tool or even spending time on social media, you need to understand your analytics. Your analytics data keeps you on track to achieve your social media goals, and it also helps prove what's working and, just as importantly, what's not. Social media analytics is a collection and analysis of data to help you measure the performance of each of the accounts and each of the platforms that you're spending time growing your business on. So to track social media analytics, you'll look at likes, comments, shares, and saves, but you also want to monitor mentions and discussions of your business and or consumer insights by practicing what's called social listening. So how do you decide what metrics matter the most for you? There are so many numbers flying around, whether it's likes, followers, views. The most important things for you as a David Reed Homes franchisee is to look at one of the four main categories, which is awareness, engagement, conversion, and the consumer. So if your goal is to grow your Instagram following, then the metrics that track engagement, like follows and likes, are probably the most important ones that you'll keep an eye on. If your goal is sales and getting people to reach out and want to engage with you, then you'd look at views and click-through rates. But importantly, social media analytics isn't just before and after snapshots of your goal's impact. You need to actually check in regularly on your analytics over the course of a campaign, if you're doing paid advertising, which we'll be covering in the next lesson, and track it with reports to ensure that you're on the right track. Now, Meta Business Suite is Facebook's analytics, where you can see the metrics, the trends, the visual reports to help you actually get insights about your overall Facebook account or individual posts. So this is how you will actually find your Facebook Analytics and Business Suite. Go to your Meta Business Suite and then click on your insights. Now, any of these on the left-hand side here will give you a full range of the different metrics that you can see. So you can have a look at your reach, your visits, audience. You've got your reach and you've got Instagram and Facebook, likes. You can have a look at your audience. Now, your audience becomes more important when we start moving into paid socials, then your content overview, so you can see what posts are actually working, what's getting the most engagement, the most likes, the clicks and shares, and then how many people have actually reached out to message you. As you can see with Facebook, you actually get some really great information here to track what's working, what's not. So every piece of content that you put up, whether it's Instagram stories, posts, or even reels, Facebook will actually show you what's working. The next scheduling tool that we looked at and that we've covered for David Reed Homes is Buffer, which is the scheduling tool that head office uses and one that probably gives you the most abilities for the amount of money that you pay. So Buffer gives you one dashboard for all of your social media analytics and reporting, so you can track performance and create reports for every single social media platform that you're on. So whether it's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, you can get in-depth insights on how to grow and what's actually been happening. So you can see here you've got your recent posts, channel overview, and you can actually drill down into each one as you go. So you've got posts again, stories, audience. So the information that you get is a really great overview when it comes to growing each of your social media channels. And then the third platform that we've looked at is Canva. So while Canva is fantastic for helping you create content and create reels and stories and allows you to schedule and post directly to off wide range of different platforms, unfortunately, there isn't any real reporting or valuable insights. Although, if you do actually post and use the planner, if you click directly on a post on the planner, it will give you some reach and some insights as far as what that particular post has actually done, but it doesn't give you any time-based ROI or stats, anything based on your audience. So, again, depending on what platform you've decided to use for your scheduling and your posting, thing will determine the content and the analytics that you've got. But it's really important to remember that what gets measured gets managed. So understanding your analytics and understanding what you're looking at is really important. That's the overview when it comes to content posting. The next step and the next course that we'll be looking at is paid advertising. How to actually grow your following in that way.